WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill. I got my Goodwill shirt on today, and our friends at Window Nation. I've got new windows put in, and we're always going to be talking about Restaurant Association of Maryland and the big restaurant week going on. It's actually a week and a half in September. We'll be telling you about that all month long as we get out into Maryland to do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And as much as I'm all about the crab cakes, I got a big thing going on. I mean, I know it's All-Star Game Week and the Orioles are winning and the Ravens are on vacation, but I'm finally, this COVID thing, it's cost me a lot, but it has cost me the biggest thing has been the ice cream tour in Wise Markets, Sunbury, Pennsylvania, dairy facility, and I'm going next week. Some will call it All-Star Workout Day. I'm going to call it Pick Up My Vanilla Bean Ice Cream Day at Wise. Hannah Grotti is here. She joins us from time to time. We're going to talk about fruits and vegetables and one of my other favorite things, which is gold watermelon, which is going around right now if you've been out to the Wise lately. Hannah, always good to visit with you. There is a rumor that you're going to be a part of this ice cream factory tour and that you are a veteran of the Wise ice cream factory. Is that true? You've been through the factory tour?
I have only been through it once, and actually a lot of people within our office haven't had a chance to actually go through the tour. So I would consider myself one of the lucky ones, I guess you could say.
So did you get a flavor last time? I mean, can you prepare me mentally for this journey? Because I did the Ben and Jerry's tour a million years ago. My friends here at Taharka make a local ice cream, delicious artisan ice cream here in the city, and I've been down to their place. It's a thankless task making. It's much more fun to eat it than make it, I think. My uncle, Claude, we used to make it in an urn, you know, in a peach ice cream down in South Carolina with the salt all around it. That was kind of fun. But when you see it in the factory, it looks like hard work mixing and getting the Madagascar vanilla bean just right in this ice cream, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Normally when you go through the tour, they'll definitely give you a sample. It just depends on what type of flavor they're packaging. So when I went, I want to say this was around the fall time. I tried cherry vanilla.
It's a good one. I would do that. If cherry vanilla is on the menu Monday, I'm very, very happy. If vanilla beans, I mean, I'm happy with vanilla. I was going to say, is there a flavor I don't like? I don't think there's anything they'd pull off. I've even started to like raspberry and stuff that I didn't like when I was a kid.
Oh, I always grew up with raspberry ice cream. Like, that's a very big popular flavor in my area. Or, I mean, specifically with my family, I always grew up. It was always called like black raspberry.
Black raspberry. My dad loved black. My dad grew up in Scranton, so he had all of the birch beers. My dad would have eaten tea berry. My dad would have loved tea berry.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, maybe we might have that on Monday.
You're going to do that on purpose, aren't you? I mean, you know.
No,
people there,
I don't
right?
have. I don't have any control over what flavor they put together.
Well, you know, I keep these in my freezer, and I was very creative today because in the past, I brought the tea berry out, had it melt on me. I took what was left of the vanilla bean, if you can see in there, and I took it and put it into the butterscotch ripple so that I could bring this up here. I said to my wife, I'm not wasting like two servings of vanilla bean, even though I'm going to the factory next week. But I put it in here, so I'm going to have some ice cream to wet my whistle while you talk about incredible fruits and melons. I mean, you know that this is not low fat, and I try to, you know, be liberal, but not too liberal with how much ice cream I eat. I'm a Conanite guy, but the fruits this time of year kind of keep me. I mean, I will have a bowl of watermelon, and I actually take an ice cream scooper to my watermelon. I'm a little weird that way. I scoop it out that way, and I'll serve it in like a little bowl. But I love melon. This is the time of the year to get melon. I had a chat with Dennis a couple weeks ago about where you get your melons right there in central Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually take great pride in, you know, purchasing a lot of local produce from local farmers within the area. You know, we always like to tell, you know, we always like to say, you know, we like to let our customers know that not only are you supporting local farmers, but, you know, you're supporting their local businesses as well. And, you know, something about just buying local fruit from someone in your community. And I mean, just kind of getting that same feeling when you step into a Wise Market. I mean, it's just like the greatest feeling.
I'm a peach guy. And anybody that knows me knows I've already had a dose of peach cake from this morning. We lost a local baker here, Mr. Simon, last week that I loved his peach cake. But I had a peach. My wife and I grabbed this peach last week and I put it up on the internet because it was just, it was like a perfect peach. And I got it at Wise Markets. I took this picture like literally right in the parking lot when I picked it up. I just want you to see if this doesn't make you want a peach. Like right there, that is summer right there. I hope peaches on the ice cream menu on Monday, right? Big giant peaches. You got these beautiful gold watermelon that you can only get this time of the year. It's kind of a rare thing. It comes and goes. Quite frankly, peaches are, and I know you'll have them all year long, but they're best this month. This month and next month, peaches are the best. White corn as well. I want to throw corn in there at Silver Queen because my wife picked up six dogs of those last night.
Oh, yeah. We actually have a website where we actually have a page on our website at wisemarkets.com/local where we actually keep a little, I guess, kind of like a chart, I guess you could say. It's like a little weird bar chart to kind of show you what specific fruits and veggies are like at the peak of freshness. Because I always feel like I've worked here for almost 2 years and I'm like, well, I know that, you know, strawberries are really good at this time of the year. And I always keep forgetting. So it's super handy to have that little chart there on our webpage and just kind of like double check to make sure what's good. And yeah, like you said, we have, we're doing actually a peach sale at our produce, in our produce department. You know, peaches, nectarines, plums, any stone fruit that you can think of, they're going to be on sale for the rest of this month. I believe it ends on July 24th. And then once the stone fruit sale ends, then we're going straight into our Melon Mania event where, you know, for the end of July and the majority of August, we are actually having a sale on melons, you know, watermelon, cantaloupe, and honeydew.
Hard to get a good honeydew, but when you do, you know, you'll search the perfect honeydew the rest of your life. Hannah Grotty is here. She's from Wise Markets. We have these Wise conversations each and every week so I can eat ice cream and tour the factory. So I want to show you that. There's vanilla. There's vanilla bean. There's French vanilla. There's different kinds of vanilla. I'm a vanilla bean guy, and I'm going to show you why as I hold up the canister here because I just killed it. It's all gone. I have my little Wise scooper there. I want to show you the residue of all the little flecks. See all the little flecks of the vanilla bean here? That's why you want the vanilla bean. I didn't know the difference between vanilla and vanilla bean. I can taste the difference. So let me endorse that. I'm making a mess. Hannah, when I have you on, I eat ice cream and I get melted ice cream all over the studio set. Hannah's here. She does great things at Wise. You also had a golf tournament this week. You're hosting me next week. It's a busy, busy summer at Wise here, but I don't want to forget that my grill is functioning. We're making real, actual cheeseburgers and grilled chicken. I lived inside for 19 years. I didn't have a summer grill. We're really having a great summer of eating here. It's a great time of the year to eat fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been just kind of cooped up for the last couple of years, so it's kind of nice to just go out and kind of have a somewhat normal summer this year. And I always like to, I don't know if you're a big grilled fruit type of person.
I grill veggies. I love grilled veggies, but okay. I'm not like I like a grilled pineapple. I would do that. I've grilled pineapple before, but not so much other fruits.
Okay. I mean, the only two that I'm very familiar with, the grilled pineapple, I do that a lot in the summer. It's a nice, healthy dessert. I've seen a lot of people do grilled peaches. Like they'll kind of, you know, cut the peaches in half, kind of wrap them up in foil, or if they're like a grill expert, they can put it on the grill.
I've had a salad with peaches and like a chicken where the peach has been grilled. Mm-hmm. Delicious. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm a cold peach guy. Like just eat it. When I get a peach like that, either that, or I want to put it on peach cake, which is my total obsession this time of year. I eat less ice cream this time of year because I eat more peach cake. It's true.
I mean, I could say that's kind of healthy because there's fruit involved, right?
Well, I tell my wife that, but there, you know, but then there's the carbs involved in that as well. Hannah, I appreciate you. And I'm really looking forward to spending a day with you on Monday. I used to drive, I had a girlfriend that lived in upstate New York toward Rochester. So I used to drive Route 15 you know, back when I was younger, it's a long time ago, but I used to drive through central Pennsylvania up through Mentorsville and Williamsport and in that area. It's a beautiful part of the world. I almost went to Hershey this week for a concert. I didn't. Really looking forward to getting up to Sunbury and seeing the Wise Mother ship right there in the middle of Pennsylvania and having some delicious ice cream. And I'm crossing my fingers that, you know, one of the cherry vanillas online or peach, but I'll be happy with tea berry. I'll even be happy with like a chocolate mint, whatever they're making at the Wise Ice Cream Factory on Monday. I'm going to eat it and share it. How about that?
Yeah, totally fine. Hey, the flavor will be a surprise to all of us.
Well, maybe there's a seasonal going on, maybe a red, white, and blue or something like that. But I'm touring the Wise Ice Cream Factory on Monday. I'm looking forward to it. Hannah Grotti's going to be there, our friends, Jamie, everybody, Dennis from up at the Wise family and all that they do here. Make sure you're going out. Make sure you're using your rewards. Make sure you're buying up some gas at the right prices. This gas price has fallen a little bit, especially over my Bel Air Road location as well. We do appreciate everything you guys do. The ice cream's gone. It's melted. I need to go get a new half gallon now. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Got a mouthful of butterscotch left. My thanks to Hannah Grotti and our Wise friends for the Wise conversations around here. We're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out. The $6 signature Wise Crab Cake is going to be a part of our tour next month as well, as we do 31 crab cakes and 31 breweries. And there's even some places you can get beer and wine at Wise, just not around here locally. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop eating Wise ice cream and touring the factory and talking Baltimore positive. Stay with us.